Welcome back to the Daughters of the Moon podcast. We're grateful you can join us for another week.
We certainly are.
And we're very lucky today. We have Heather Lee Strome with us. She has a unique and exquisite fusion between the medical and spiritual worlds. She has vast experience with decades of healing the physical body, combined with her newly unveiled spiritual abilities as galactic canine translator, channel, and mentor, providing a distinctive platform for healing. She's worked with the human body since 1989 as a massage therapist, then a physical therapist in 1994, both up until 2022. In 2018, she added functional medicine to her repertoire. She spent her career caring for her patients with effective and innovative hands-on techniques in her own private practice. In 2020, many things changed in this world, and she began to change and wake up and find out who she truly was by the end of 2022. She learned that she was always meant to be a psychic channel. She has written a book, Canine Spirits, where she discovered her true gifts as a multidimensional channel and spiritual coach and mentor. So welcome, Heather Lee. It's very nice to have you on our podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got started in this and realized that this was the path that you were meant to be on?
Yeah, it was a long meandering path. And so it probably is going to speak to people who are still waiting to hear their call, you know, because it was late in life. I consider late in life, you know, for me to get my call. And I kept wondering, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? I knew there was something that I was here for, and I didn't like being here. I didn't think the world was a happy place. My mom says I was born angry because I did not want to be here. The minute I came in, I was mad.
Wow. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I know why, because I instinctively knew that there was something really difficult that I had to do here, and I didn't want to be here. I didn't want to do it. So I had a really rough childhood, and that's kind of cataloged and categorized in my book, Canine Spirit Guides. It's about the dogs in my life, as well as the journey they took me on and what they were trying to communicate to me throughout my entire life. I've had dogs since I was four. I've had over 30 personal dogs because wow. I was also a professional dog trainer. So I have that hat that I carry as well. But this book is about 10 of those dogs, and it introduces a new concept in the world to humanity. And that is the concept of this galactic version of our dogs that are here to help humanity heal. So my dogs were always speaking to me, and I didn't know that I was psychic. I didn't know that what I considered my intuition were actually psychic messages, and they were actually them talking to me. And some of my dogs would call to me from other countries across the Atlantic Ocean to come find them. And I always did. I always located them. Miraculously, I found the right dog, and I have no idea how I did that. You know, it was just something that I just kind of took for granted that I had a knack for this sort of thing. I didn't understand it at all. But in 2020, everything changed. You know, I wasn't happy working on the physical body. It was something I did because I was curious about it, and it sort of satiated my curiosity. But, you know, again, I knew there was something more. And in 2020, during the lockdown, when the world was in lockdown, my bell got rung. I got called into action, and I didn't know it at the time. There was a very significant message, symbol, and event that happened on a specific day. And consciously, I didn't know what it meant, but subconsciously, my body, my psyche went into action. And I just felt this energy rush over me, and I knew something big was coming. So I started to instinctively just gather my team. I'm like, this is big. I need help. This is something I have never done before. And I need people around me to help me through it, to help me understand it. So I began to build a team. I had a psychic clairvoyant shaman. I had a numerologist and an astrologer, and I had a hypnotherapist. And because I had that support system, I never questioned anything that happened. I never questioned the messages that were coming through, because I had a number of professionals who were already established, who had already been in their craft for a number of decades, that could be like, you're safe, you're okay, and help hold my hand. Now, the one thing they couldn't do was receive the messages of the canine guides, because they would only talk to me. But fortunately, when I started hearing things, I could then go to my mentor and say, okay, this is what I was told. This is what I saw. This is what I, you know, felt. And he was able to validate the messages that I was getting. So that was crucial for me, because that kept my ego from flaring up and getting in my way and telling me that none of it was real, you know. So it validated everything that was happening. So because of that, I could move very, very quickly. So my awakening happened in a period of 7 months.
Wow.
And yeah, and it just exploded. So the whole process of the awakening was, I had to write a book, and I wasn't an author. That's not something I ever did before, but I said, okay, just tell me what to do. I'll do it. So they had me write this book, and it was about dogs, but it was mostly about the energetic opportunity dogs offer us. And it was introducing the canine spirit guides that want humanity to know about them now. So through the process of me writing the book, that's when my clairvoyance came through. That's when I developed my clairs, and I began to see the guides. I began to hear them, receive their messages. And at the end of 7 months, it was just flowing, just like a fountain, just flowing through me. So, you know, I started from, I don't know what's going on. I think I'm seeing this. I think I'm seeing that, to, you know, oh, wow, here comes another channel. Let me just write down everything they're saying. You know, so there were sections of the book that they just literally wrote for me. And there were other sections that were based on my experience that they picked apart, and they explained what it all meant and what the teaching was there.
Beautiful.
So it was, it's such, the book is so deep and so powerful, and it has so many layers to it that it needs to be studied. And one, the tagline they gave me was that it's not a story, it's a study.
Yeah.
So this is my teacher's copy, and you can kind of see I have everything marked, you know. There's so many things to pull out of it.
Not you.
yeah, so many things to embrace from it. And what happens when people read it, because it carries the frequency of the canine guides, is that it starts to activate them. So this can be an emotional activation, because the key thing that we have to do first is heal before we can expand. We have to heal ourselves. So the book will trigger you into a healing phase. So you might feel sadness. You might feel anger at what you're reading on the page. You might feel frustrated. You might feel uncomfortable. Like, I just don't know about what this crazy lady is saying. It might make you feel really uncomfortable. And these are all frequencies that the canine guides are stirring up within the physical body that needs to be healed and released. So it's been a really magical journey, because everybody who reads it gets a completely different take on it, and they have a completely different experience based on where they are in their journey.
Beautiful.
Well, that's very interesting. So you think that the reason that these canine galactical beings came to you, do you think that's because you always were drawn to dogs as you were going through a traumatic childhood, and they were kind of just waiting in the wings to come in and help you through it?
That's a great question. I did ask that question, because obviously there are so many psychics in the world. Why would they talk to me who didn't even know I didn't know I was psychic. So, and you know, of course I didn't feel like I deserved it, right? Because I wasn't currently able to do the things they needed me to do. So I'm like, why in the heck did they pick me? So I did ask them that. And it was very fascinating, the answer I got back, because what they shared with me was that this is a role that I have played in all of my lifetimes and in all dimensions. So basically any planet I've been on, this is the role I have served as their caretaker and their spokesperson. And what we have to understand is, and that's not readily obvious on this planet, is that animals in other dimensions are not like they are here. They're very highly evolved spiritual beings. And in most other planets I've been, they've been revered as leaders and mentors. And so people want to sit in counsel with them, to learn from them, and allow themselves to expand spiritually and working with them. So I was the gatekeeper who checked people's IDs and wanted to know their intent was pure before they sat with these very special animal frequencies. So since I've always had that post, they were just waiting for me to be able to take my role in this dimension.
Right. So then it would be somewhat, when we believe that we're just spirits in this human body and we take on the human body form just for recognition, etc. So in this other planets where these canines are, then it's the same kind of energy. So you can speak to them more freely than we can on this dimension.
Yeah. And they're not, none of them are domesticated or controlled in any way. They have their own existence, their own free will. They can interact with the humanoids or whatever you are in that dimension, but they don't have to. So, and sometimes, and depending on the arrangement, they can just be part of the society, or sometimes they have their own society separate. So it just depends on how it's set up in that location, as far as how they act, how they function. But here on Earth, humans aren't ready for that. So,
yeah, that's true.
So there's a little bit of a different setup, and that kind of makes sense, because many of us have always suspected that animals were angels, right? And they do know a lot more than humanity does, consciously, right? So they've just been kind of sitting in the background, quietly observing and offering support that we weren't really aware of, and didn't really have access to. But what they've told me now is that because humanity is shifting and we're growing and we're expanding energetically, we're now able to hold higher frequencies, and we're ready to be able to work with them. Up until this point, we didn't have the capacity to hold enough frequency. Their energy is massive, absolutely massive. So it's really hard for a lot of people to work with that kind of energy. Mm-hmm. And in the book, they've structured the book so that as you read it, each guide has more and more energy. So it prepares you for their frequency by gradually moving you up on the ranking scale, so to speak. So you want to make sure you read the book in order, or else you're going to get hit with a frequency you're not ready for. And a lot of times what will happen is people who can't hold that energy will fall asleep. Every time they start to pick it up and read, it'll just take them out, because they're not used to holding that. And our physical nervous system will shut down when we can't, it'll short circuit when we can't hold that frequency. It's a safety valve. So you have to keep working with it, keep trying to read it, because as you work with it, it will get easier, because it will attune you as you read the book or you listen to the audible book, because it works with your energetic field.
Right, that makes sense. So I have two questions that I was thinking. So one, do you think that that's why, like, as we've evolved as humans and pets, like, we treat our pets different from how we treated our pets years and years ago? historically, to now, you know, they're more a part of the family. You know, a lot of us have a deeper connection. We do converse with our pets, you know, spiritually, energetically. And then I guess the other question would be, how many frequency levels is there with these beings?
Nice. Great question. Yeah, great questions. Yes, so we have seen that humanity is changing as far as how we treat animals, right? And we definitely need to go a little bit more. You know, we're not done with that transition, but yes, so that is changing, and that's part of the transition. So that's a great observation. And certainly I do cover that in my book, because when I started training dogs in the 80s, it was not a pretty sight. You know, way back when, we didn't understand how to communicate with animals other than punishing them. And that's how we would train them, is only negative reinforcement. So that's that. The book covers that concept. And because of that, it can be really hard to read. And it was hard to write. You know, nobody wants to admit that they were, you know, that they were a lesser human being than they are now, you know, not lesser, but, you know, less evolved human being than they are now. Yeah. So it's hard to go back and look at that, but that's absolutely true, because we have changed as a race. We are growing and expanding and elevating our frequency. So as we do that, we'll start to see how everything is connected. So that is being reflected in how we interact with our dogs and our other animals in today's age versus previously. And to answer your question about the frequencies, they're telling me there's over 50 of the canine spirit guides specifically. And this book is the first book, and it only covers four. And they call themselves the core four. And they gave me a download the other day, which is just perfect, that explains all of this, because the next book will be the essential eight. So they wanted to make sure that people understood the distinction between the two groups. The core four, they get down to the core meaning, the core emotion, or the core experience that needs to be released. It's very serious, deep work that's designed to unravel and get to the core programs, beliefs, or tags that need to be healed. So that's different than the next book that's coming out, which will be the Essential Eight. And that one, they say, will be a little bit more magical and mystical and be a little bit more fun, because this one's kind of heavy.
Yeah. Well, I think that bottom, the trauma work, the right shadow work, whatever you want to call it, I think that is a tough lesson for all of us, right? Because you're digging deep, and that is a heavy place to be. And so
it is
getting that connection in.
Yeah.
Makes that's sense.
And that's the hard work that nobody wants to do.
That's right.
What I have to say around that is that these guides have, what they've told me is, advanced technology for healing. So if you look at my progress, I only worked on this book for 6 months, from start to finish. Wow. Sending it to publication was 6 months. It's a 385 page book.
Wow.
And I'm not a writer, and I didn't know what I was writing about when I started. So it's not like I had an outline and I just went with it. It flowed. So their technology for healing, because they healed me during this whole process completely, from multiple lifetimes, karma, ancestral patterning that I didn't even know about. Their healing frequency and technology is so advanced that it works instantly. So because of that, it makes this ugly work so much easier, because you don't have to guess and wonder. They'll tell you exactly what needs to be done, and then they'll do it.
Right.
As long as you're willing.
Right. So they kind of downloaded this book to you. So then can anybody tap into these frequencies? Like, do you explain how to do that in your book, of how anybody can tap in and call in these canine beings?
Well, that would be a loaded weapon, actually. they're very guarded about who they'll speak to. So they're only going through me now, because they don't want their message polluted in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you have to really be clear before you can work with this type of frequency. So if someone doesn't do the shadow work, if someone isn't completely separated from their ego and tries to bring in this frequency, it's not going to be pure. It's going to be tainted with the ego. It's going to be misrepresented. So, and it might not even be intentionally misrepresented. It's just that when you don't know how to get yourself out of the way, it's like having a nuclear weapon and not having a clear target. That would be a scary thing, right?
Yeah.
Or being too quick on the trigger, that would be a scary thing. So they're very guarded with who they will interact with. Now, they're telling me that I'm going to be developing schools to teach people to do this. I don't know when. But that's what they're telling me. And I'm like, okay.
You're telling me I'm gonna go with it. Yeah.
I'm not gonna argue. I'm just gonna do what I'm told, you know. But I don't know how or when or where that's gonna unravel yet. But eventually, yes. I mean, that's the whole purpose of them sharing their frequency. It's just that we have to heal first. And so many people aren't getting in deep enough with their healing, or they stop too quick, or they don't really want to peek behind the curtain. They just want to see a little bit and they're not willing to see everything. Mm-hmm. So that's the hardest part. And that's why the core four is really coming in strong.
Well, yeah, that's interesting.
This really is interesting. I love it.
When they download these messages to you, is there some kind of things that they've given you or reflected to you about humanity and how we can work through these different traumas and the shadow work?
Yeah. So I work with people individually, and then I also do group work. And when I work with people individually, they will give me specific things for that person to know. So it could be, they call their the shadow work tags. Is their terminology. So if you have the I'm not worthy tag, or the persecution tag, or, you know, whatever tag that you that's attached to you energetically, that's what you're attracting back to you from the world. So they will tell me what tags anyone has that need to be healed and removed. Sometimes they'll tell me why that person is here, what their mission is. Sometimes there's a trauma from a previous life, and it might not even be from this planet. So sometimes they'll take me into another world with this person. And I never know, you know, because I do this download before I even meet the client. So I never know how they're going to take it. I never know, you know, if this is really going to push the boundary with their belief and their faith. I have no idea. I just have to present the information as they give it to me. And then the person has the ability or the option to then accept or reject the healing that they are offering to go with it. And I've never had anybody say no, but what they'll do is they'll tell me what that person needs right here, right now, to get them fully within their, their blueprint, their soul's path and their purpose, and then they'll offer the healing that will allow them to do that instantly.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Can you share some of the ways that they give to heal a person, to get a person more in alignment with their authentic self?
Yeah, it varies for each person, and I have never had them do the same thing from one session to the other. So they are constantly surprising me. And when I do private sessions, it's usually just one guide working with that person based on what level they're at. Because each guide works with a certain thing, works with a certain energy and a certain problem,
right,
with a certain goal in mind. So we might have Anthea, who is the first guide in the book. And she is, I have pictures of all of them. She is the golden retriever and the cheetah. So, and this is irrelevant to any dog you might have. You might have a cocker spaniel, and Anthea is working with you through that dog. So it doesn't matter what breed your dog is. It just the breed of dog that they associate with just represents their personality, the character traits that they're trying to share with you, maybe some energies that you need to tap into with that particular dog breed. And then the wild animal that they associate with represents sort of the shamanic energy that they're wishing to share with you. So the energy of the cheetah, or the patience of the cheetah, or the speed of the cheetah, you know, it just depends on your personal situation as far as what that message is. And that's exactly what they'll communicate with me, is what you need to know about that and what they want to help you with. Now, when I'm working with a group, it's a little bit different because it's not specifically geared towards any individual person, but they always know what group is in the room currently, or maybe someone who's going to be watching it in the future, you know, because they know all. So they will structure the session accordingly. And so I never know what the session's going to be about until I tap in like 30 minutes before start. They'll tell me how to advertise it, they'll tell me what the topic is. They'll kind of give me clues as far as what to tell people it's going to be about and who should show up. But I never know what's going to happen until I tap in and I go, whoa. So one thing that just blew my socks off, I had a group scheduled, I don't know, for November, I think, before Thanksgiving or something. I can't remember when it was, but and several people had signed up for the group, and it was to be on a specific day, I think a Monday. And I had been I had put money into advertising to get people, you know, to know about it, get the word out. And 3 days before the group was to take place, the guides tell me I need to schedule a second session before this one that I had been promoting. And I said, what? What? I don't have time. It's only 3 days. I don't have time to advertise. I don't have time to get the word out. What do you mean? So they said, just do it. I said, okay. So I just put it out over all my social media, and I had more people show up for that group than the one that we had scheduled.
Wow.
And what happened was, I didn't know why they wanted me to do this, but they have me download these healing during the session live, and they gave these people a hall pass. They called it a hall pass. And basically, what it was an energetic upgrade without having to do the shadow work. So, usually, before we can elevate our frequency, we have to dump the tank. We have to get rid of the lower vibrational frequencies to make room for the higher frequencies, right? So they gave these people in the group a hall pass, an energetic hall pass that would temporarily expand their ability to hold frequency. And I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. You know, I didn't know you could do that. That's really cool. But I didn't know why they did that. And then the next day, I got ready to do the class that I had scheduled, and I sat down to do the download for that class to see what we were going to do. And then I discovered why they wanted to do the emergency class for the hall pass. The guide that was going to be working with them is a very powerful guide, Oregon. She carries an extremely high frequency, and she usually does not work with beginners because you have to do your shadow work first before you can work with her. So then I understood why it was so urgent to have this group in before the class, because they had to prepare these people. Most of them never meditated, they'd never experienced any energy work ever in their life before. Certainly not work, none of them had worked with me and were used to how this all worked. So it was an emergency. We got to catch these people up before they're going to be able to hold the frequency of what we have to share with them. And it was just beautiful. Everyone in that class could see the guides, or
Nice.
because one of the guides would come in front of them and sit, and they all could see them, and none of them had ever been able to see anything energetically before. And it was just a very magical experience. But Odegon removes our masks and our the veils that we hide behind. And so she, in her healing session that day, she removed everybody's mask. So I could see the mask that she was working with, and I could describe each mask as she worked with it. And I knew exactly what its purpose was and how it had served that person. I didn't know who it was for. I just knew, I knew the details about it, so I could share it. And if it resonated with anybody that was on the call, then they knew it was theirs. But it was just beautiful. I think we did like 12 or 15 different types of masks, and I had never, none of them I had ever seen before. So they were all new masks to me.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
So
yeah.
I noticed that the two that you've shown us so far, it's like one was with the cheetah and this one looked like it was with a jaguar. Do they all have that wild cat kind of aspect with them?
Yeah, they all have a wild, they all have the shamanic wild animal. So this is the bald eagle and the pug.
Okay.
Yeah. Because these guides, they're not just canine guides, even though they go by that name. They, I think the name only represents their desire to connect with us through our canines. Although I have to say 75% of my clients don't even have a dog. So you don't have to have a dog to work with them. It's just that they know how open our heart is to our dogs. And that offers a super highway of connection right there. Because anytime our heart is open and willing to receive, then we have the ability to receive, right? So because we love our dogs so much, they wanted to connect with us through our dogs. So we're dealing with the canine collective, yes, because we have the dog breed here, but we're also dealing with a conjoined action of the entire galactic animal kingdom as well. So that's what makes them so potent. Right. It's not just one collective, it's the entire massive collection.
Okay. I don't know how it works, but can they sort of shapeshift them if they were to appear someone between their canine side and then their shamanic animal that they also have as part of their makeup?
Do you mean spiritually or?
Or even physically, I guess, but.
Well, their physical form is irrelevant because they will come through anything.
Okay.
So they'll come through any dog. I don't know about cats or horses or anything like that yet. They haven't shared that with me, but so the version of the guide that will show up will depend on what is needed. So when I work in ceremony with these people, they'll either see the bald eagle flying above their head or they'll see the pug sitting in front of them.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's that portion of the message that the guide is sharing with them.
Right. Because there's that duality of their messages that they're bringing forward.
With. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
You got
That's
it.
Interesting. So do you guide then people through like a guided meditation to tap into who their spirit animal is? And if you're doing a large group, can it be multiple guides will show up then for these people?
Yeah, it just depends on the event. Like I just do what they tell me to do. So some of the group events have a single guide that shows up. Some of them have two guides that show up and some of them have all four.
Nice.
So I never know how they're going to do it. And sometimes, like, you know, you already heard they changed their mind. So I have to shift gears really quick.
Do that.
But I can't remember your original question. You got me all turned around now.
Sorry. Oh, I just was wondering, like, when you were doing the meditation with people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
Yes. So the way I work with the healing portion is very similar to a guided meditation, because what I do is I describe to them, I bring the I channel the energy in, and then I will describe to them what I see the guide doing with them, what area of their body they're working on, what the guide is saying about the work that they're doing. Sometimes the guides will use symbols that I have to describe, and I don't even know what they are. I have to go look it up. And sometimes they'll use colors. Some of them use crystals. And so the person, if they're not visual through the third eye, then they have to just imagine. It's helpful if they follow along with their imagination so that they can learn to flex that muscle a little bit. But a lot of them, even if they don't have any psychic abilities that they know of, a lot of them will see things, exactly what I'm saying, even before I say it, because the nature of the human body is it takes me time to get the words out, right? Because yeah. I'm like, I know what I'm seeing and hearing, but sometimes I can't find the words to describe it. So a lot of times they'll hear or they'll see or they'll feel what I'm saying before I say it. So it's really magical because people who have no experience are having an experience. But so it's very much like a guided meditation. And as the guide works with them, they're bringing in energy, and I'll describe it. I'm sitting in the client's energetic field during the session. So I can feel what the client's feeling. And I'll say, you might be feeling this in your throat. You might be feeling this in your head, you know, and I'll just describe to them what I'm feeling through them so that if they do start to feel anything, they know, they understand what it is.
Wow. So do you connect with their animals too? Like if they come to see you and they're talking about their animals, will you connect with them too at that time?
Connect with the actual their animal?
Yes.
You know, weirdly enough, no. They keep telling me I'm not an animal communicator.
Okay. There's a difference.
So, True enough. I have not been able to tap into and read an animal. That they're not letting me do that. They don't want me to spend my time there because there's so many people that do that already. They right. want me to just stay in higher realms. They want me to stay out of that. That's not my business, they say.
The understanding of the actual feelings, yeah. You know, it's good. That's great. That's yeah. really good.
Yeah. That is good. Yeah. So then do you get downloads for yourself from them as well? And do they lead you off into kind of what you're supposed to be doing next and doing some more shadow? I mean, because I don't know that our shadow work is ever done, but
not like so either.
to dig deeper into yeah. that and unleash some things that maybe you've hidden down in your psyche on this plane.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Those are great questions. You know, they emptied my tank so thoroughly last year that I haven't been called to do any of that work this year. I'm not done, but they've just got me so busy with the promotions that I haven't really had time this year to do any work on myself. It's never fully done. So, you know, when necessary, I will. They have called me into work, into ceremony with plant medicine a lot lately. Wow. And so I do a lot of work there. And I also use plant medicine in the sessions with my clients too, because I can use plant medicine remotely and help my clients. So they will guide me in that respect as well.
That's lovely.
Nice. So you have that opportunity to do it online as well as in person then.
Yeah, I don't do anything in person. It's all virtual.
Oh, nice. Very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thankfully we've, you know, that is one thing I think that the pandemic did bring as a good thing was I think that it did evolve us exactly on the way that, you know, we can do all these things virtually and get our messages out to people and tap into these beings and be able to bring their downloads through us too. The majority of the people, right?
And yeah, it's really opened up a bigger reach, new world. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because all of my clients are global now; they're not even local.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. So, and so they've got another book in store for you to do. Do you think there will be follow up books or things with that? And do you think there will be more sessions and more teachings into how to sort of do these things?
Yeah, the sky's the limit as far as what they have planned for me, because I'm getting downloads for the second book. Well, slow because I'm kind of busy right now, you know, so they're giving me little trickles here and there just to kind of get my appetite wet. There's going to be cards, oracle cards for the canine spirit guides. I'm starting to get a push to do that. Nice. Even though I only have four of them so far, there's going to be, you know, like 50 something oracle cards. So I'm starting to visualize that. Even they've been telling me for a while, I just couldn't see it. Now I'm starting to be able to see it. And there's always going to be lots of workshops. There's virtual workshops going on right now. There's going to be workshops in person for weekend and week long. And they're going to, the more guides that come through, the more work that's going to be available. So the workshops will be done in stages. So it'll be, you know, part one with the core four and part two with essential eight. So you'll have to do the first workshop before you can go to the second workshop, that sort of thing, so that you can be attuned to the level you need to be to receive the next healing or the next upgrade or download, whatever it is they have in mind. Cause I can't read, I can't really predict it at this point, but yeah, there's a lot more coming through and it's a really exciting time, you know, to be able to have this technology, have access to this type of healing and resolution. And it's just mind-boggling and it's wonderful to see. It's one of the many resources we have access to right now.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so do you illustrate the work as well, or do you have an illustrator that you talk to about, you know, what these guides look like and what and do it for you, or do you do that yourself?
Oh no, I'm not that talented. No. But I have an artist that's in, cannot remember where he's at, somewhere. I can't remember, but he's more talented than he realizes because I just told him the two animals that needed to go together and he just did it. And the frequency has to be correct in the image and the image has to be correct. So, my favorite one, of course, is Audagon. And everything in the picture means something in their image, like the clenching of her jaw, like she's holding her breath. The eyes, she's got a wide open eye here and a squinty eye here. And these are two different messages. So depending on what you see will be determine the message. And the perky ears, meaning that you can fully receive your own divine soul as well as project it out into the world simultaneously. So these are the aspects that she works with. And these images, because I sat with these images, I'm like, what is it about these images that's so captivating and is so important? And that's when they just downloaded what it all meant. So when I put these pictures together, I didn't realize why they were perfect until they explained it to me.
They are beautiful pictures.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah.
All put together, even the background stuff you have in there, and you sink deep. They like I have found anyways, just looking at the pictures, it draws me. It's drawing me into it. And the one was like sort of with like a pyramid in behind it there, and you know, I'm thinking, okay, that's taking you way back, right?
So the ones that you are drawn to are the ones that have messages for you and are inviting you to work with them.
Okay.
So they will speak to you that way. And also when you read the book, the ones that act that give you the most emotions when you read the book, it might even make you mad. Then those are the ones inviting you in to work with them. So, you know, this one is so special. This is Damon Yolan Eric. He's the only one who has three names and he's the creme de la creme. He's the highest rank guide in the core four. And he helps us with our interdimensional travels. So he will guard us and escort us through multiple dimensions while we explore parts of us that need to be reconnected. And he will teach us to connect with our interdimensional soul. And that's how I moved so fast, because this guide is with my current dog, my Corgi. And so each time I meditated and each time I did a session or I did my hypnosis or whatever it was I was doing, she was with me. And every time I sleep, she's with me. She can't stand to be on the other side of the door. She has to be in the room with me because this is her guide. So it's incredible because his neck, the eagle and the pug both have short necks, yeah. right?
Strong.
Strong necks. And the reason is because the eagle has a swivel neck so that he can precisely gauge exactly where you need to go, what dimension you need to be into.
And that's what it strikes me as the dimensions. Where it's taking you, because of you with the pyramids, like I said before, it took me way back. And I've been doing a little bit of that lately anyways. But it took me way back. And then seeing the eagle, I love the eagle anyways, or hawk. And like my email is Soaring Hawk Woman. Kimmy's is Eagle Bear Woman. So we're all connected. Connected somewhat with her, with how we feel about that. That those were Kimmy's ideas. But I just really liked it because in the one part of the picture there too, it always reminds, it almost reminds me of astral stuff way up there. And, you know, like taking us, moving on sort of thing from the way, from the past to where we're heading out into the future, right? And it really connected me with that, with the two of them. So thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You showed us three. Can you show us the fourth core one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is Oscar. Beautiful. So he's the lion and the black and tan coonhound. So he carries our courage and our voice and our confidence. So he's one of the he's the second guide. So he works within the shadow work. He's powerful, very powerful. He reminds me of Aslan and the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. He's very gentle.
Yeah.
Okay. Quiet. He doesn't say much. He's real quiet. But when he does say something, it's powerful.
Yeah. Very
powerful.
Very nice. And so all these pictures, I assume, would be in the book as well.
Yes.
So as you're reading it, you can kind of see what you are actually drawn to as you're going through it.
Yes, it's important that you look at the pictures. And for those who are in, who get it on Audible, there's a PDF that comes with it that shows that has the pictures in it. But they also have their own webpage where you can see, learn more about these guides and see their pictures. And you can actually see the dogs in my life that they came through. So as I describe the stories in the book, you can get on that webpage and see what those dogs look like and kind of, you know, if you're perceptive, you can pick up their energies from, you know, the page from their website, but their website's caninespiritguides.com.
Okay, perfect.
This hour is just
perfect.
It's flown by. Wow, good information.
It has, for sure. So if there is some piece of advice or some thought or something that you'd like to share with the followers for them to contemplate, what would be that message be?
They love for me to tell people that healing is not meant to be hard. It's not meant to be a process. It's not meant to be something that takes a long time. Healing's meant to be instant.
Perfect. And you found that out yourself.
Yeah, I found that out. Yeah, I was blown away.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. It's been so fun to have you on and like so much information. Can you tell everybody where they can find you?
Yes, I'm at heatherleestrom.com and you can find all my information about my events and my services there. And I also have my own podcast, Howling at the Moon with the Canine Guides, that's on YouTube.
Good.
And there, you know, we actually share healing frequency when I download their channeled messages. And if you go to my website, there's a couple free things for you there from the Canine Guide. So have a look around and enjoy.
Wonderful.
Please come back and be with us again when you do your next book. Or you think of something that we could inspire all the people out there listening to this need to know. So
thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, thank you. It was wonderful having you on. So thank you so much for sharing space with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And everybody else, be sure to join us next week.
You betcha.